Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien, in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and welcoming now to the program Scott Horton, who's a contributing editor to Harper's Magazine. Good morning, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Now, Harper's Magazine yesterday reported on a possible cover-up of three deaths at Guantanamo Bay, and it's a story that you broke. And first of all, I want you to talk about the circumstances of the deaths at Guantanamo, and it apparently has some relevance to the Obama administration, which has made some pretty stark declarations about the future of Guantanamo. First of all, what have you learned?
Well, these are prisoners who died in June 9th, 2006, and there's a very spectacular announcement of their deaths at the time. They were described as having hung themselves in their cells, committing suicide. And what I learned, based largely on interviews with four guards who were on duty that night at perimeter posts, was that that three detainees were removed from that same cell block and taken to a secret CIA facility that very night, and they never returned.
And even though the deaths have been disclosed, there are a number of circumstances and details that are still secret, correct?
That's absolutely right. The entire case file has been classified as secret, and indeed, even the throat organs, which would be essential to understanding what happened, were removed from these bodies. They were not supplied to independent pathologists, and they appear to have been classified as secret.
Well, listen to what Barack Obama said on November 16th of 2008.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that. I've said repeatedly that America doesn't torture, and I'm going to make sure that we don't torture.
Now, at that point, when he spoke on 60 Minutes, he didn't necessarily know about this file, whether it was classified or not. But is this cover-up continuing during the Obama administration?
We believe yes. In fact, one of the things we studied in tremendous detail was the way the Department of Justice had reacted under President Obama to detailed accounts of these facts. And we present in great detail everything they did. And I defy anyone to say it's anything other than a brazen cover-up.
Now, is the Obama administration doing a kind of a don't ask, don't tell, no comment kind of approach here? Or does the Justice Department, based on your reporting, maintain that these deaths were suicides?
It does not. In fact, it refuses to make any comment about them. And we've had the extended exchanges with the Justice Department, their responses consist very largely of extended pleas not to disclose the names of the Justice Department lawyers and FBI agents who were involved in the so-called investigation.
Now, is it possible that this is an internal investigation that will result eventually in prosecutions? Where do you think it goes from here?
No, they have stated very clearly that they intend to do nothing further, based on their so-called investigation, which wasn't an investigation, they've concluded that nothing wrong happened and there's no need to act, notwithstanding the fact that we have three dead bodies under circumstances that appear very compellingly to be homicides.
Well, the takeaway then is the Obama administration conducting business as usual, a la Bush at Guantanamo, before we go, Scott?
Absolute straight-line continuity with the Bush administration, no change.
There's your takeaway. It's Scott Horton, contributing editor to Harper's Magazine, talking about the Obama administration and three deaths at Gitmo still being covered up.